Baba will bring you. Don't worry, that baby has to come. But Baba knew it. So precious. Yes, dear. I think really a little before. Yes, so the time is nice. It's so nice of you to have me. And any help we can give Kitty and I at the book, we're very happy to do so. I think it's wonderful the work you've done all this time with that. I had no idea. Goodness, 20 volumes. That's going to take a lot of long time.
Yeah. Do you remember any other little thing that Elizabeth might have said about Nara? Because I'm also, this is a separate thing, collecting a lot of material about Nara.
Ah, she spoke so much of her cheerfulness. She's always so cheerful, as Baba asked.
I was thinking maybe in her life with them, perhaps, you know, they would see Nara do something that's so thoughtful for Baba, something that she noticed. That, you know,
yes, some specific thing.
Do you remember any little story that she might have told you that impressed her so much?
No, she would always speak more generally that Mara, only her whole life, every thought, every action was all Baba. That I remember her saying. And she never had a thought for herself. It was always everything for Baba. But it's for a specific little incident of that I don't recall, except that cheerfulness. That she's always stressed that with people. New people said, you don't know what that would be like. So easy to say, but to be cheerful every moment of your life, regardless of what was happening. She said, none of you, none of us could have done that. She always said that, I remember. And of course, Elizabeth's affection and regard and relationship to money is something quite extraordinary, quite unique. Baba put that there. And of course, added to that, the plus of it was being the pen, the link for the center work, you know. And that's, of course, what most of the letters are. They're written by Mani, sent by Baba, but written by Mani. Of course, Elizabeth has earlier things from Baba, but it's mostly, and we're just trying to get that according to dates and time, so that chronologically, so that it's all there. Dear Mani.
I definitely like to look through it.
Yes, of course. Of course you would.
Jane, you know, Jane Haynes, she's here.
Don't like this.
No?
You're calling it. Not all that important.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your full name also. So it's William Fitz?
William James, if you want the complete thing.
Mm-hmm. And, could you just tell me your birthday?
31/5/13.
You're not going to believe this, but my birthday is May 31st.
Is it?
You believe that?
You say so? I believe it.
Not only that, I was born in 1952.
52. Oh.
And in May 52, Bob had his automobile accident.
Oh, dear.
In America. Mm. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Automobile accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born 50 miles away.
Mm.
Baba was still in the hospital there. I was born in Oklahoma. And it was 7 days after the accident. Baba was still there. It was 50 miles away.
Mm.
And May 31st. And Phyllis Frederick, you know that first? She's an American. She's the editor of the Awakener magazines.
But if you're going to talk to me much, I better get my hearing aid.
I'll speak a little louder.
Quiet. Okay.
You know, Phyllis Frederick. She's an American.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's the editor of the Awakener magazine.
Mm.
Sure, her birthday is May 31st also.
Mm.
So it's a good day. But what I wanted to hear about a little bit was your meeting with Baba and how you heard about Baba.
Well, I used to be a healer in a spiritual church and also vice president. And what's her name now? Oh, dear, don't forget her name, Jack. Gillingham, Mrs. Gillingham. She was a medium, used to work around the churches. And her husband was a healer in the same church as I was, spiritual church. And we got fairly friendly. And I started going to a circle that they had at their house. Olive didn't come. And after A farewell. I can't give you dates because I just don't remember. She came and said that Maya Baba was coming to this hall and would I like to meet him? And told me a bit about him. I said, well, yes, of course. I'd never heard of him before, so I knew nothing about him. And so I went with Will Backett. No, I didn't go with him. I went with on my own, but joined Will Backett and Fred and Mrs. Gillingham at the hall.
This was Reuben's Hotel?
Reuben's Hotel, yeah. And then Mrs. Gillingham said to me, now, Bill, be very careful, but don't catch Maya Baba's eyes complete because he might blind you. Well, I hadn't a clue, really, about except that what she claimed that he was the godfather. More than that, I knew nothing. So I could only accept what she said in good faith. So when I saw Baba, I had my eyes closed like that. I opened them to look at him once and then sort of closed them again in case. And he said to Will Backett, look after him and take him under your care. So from then on, Will used to write to me pretty regular, and he kept trying to get me to make speeches in the hall and read, not exactly make speeches, but to read excerpts from the book. And well, there was up to about, well, not up to, it was from about 300 people, I think, in the hall. And I'm very nervous of speaking too much, I was in those days, too much in public. Therefore, I jibbed, and I just wouldn't help Bill, or I wouldn't help myself, let's put it that way, because that's what it would have done. I wouldn't help myself by reading these excerpts that Bill wanted me to. But he did keep persisting, and then I saw Fred fairly soon. Fred was living not too far from us, I found out, so I saw him quite a bit, helped him on the odd occasion at meetings he ran at one or two halls, and since then, we kept in touch with Fred and helped Fred, and that's about the whole basic thing.
So then, did you see Bob again after that first meeting?
Not after that first meeting.
That was at the Reuben's Hotel?
Yes.
And do you remember anything Bob said?
About?
Did Bob say anything directly to you? Or?
No, nothing direct to me. He just said to Will Backett, mm-hmm. look after this. Mm-hmm. And that's all he said. And that's why Will did his best, and I suppose I was as awkward, non-cooperative, because basically, see, that was what Will Backett wanted, because had I kept reading the things he wanted me to read, I expect I would have come a lot nearer to Baba, but I didn't. But my wife was very interested, and she seemed to pick up all the things that I didn't, and she immediately became aware that Baba was who he said, although I wondered myself. But suddenly I forget how it came about the wheel. Well, suddenly decided to go over, and Arlo saying she'd like to go, and I said, well, let's go. Because she'd only said she'd like to, and suddenly I said, well, let's go. I said, we can afford it if we do this, that, and that. Being retired, you have to watch your money.
So that was just recently.
Yeah, just before we came.
So
before
we came, you actually live in London?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's quite a lot of people there in London.
So there are quite a lot, but...
Like Delia, do you know her?
Yes, I know Delia, but... And the only thing... Well, no, I mustn't talk about
you're
Delia.
Not too close with
Delia. Not with Delia, and then... Well, we went up there a couple of times, and once it was open, another time we went up, it was shut. And later on, well, I can't talk about those meetings because it wouldn't be good.
Eh? Are you glad you came?
Here? Oh, yes.
And you got to meet all these people here?
That's right. It's nice to be where he was. Although personally, as I say, I go up for darshan, etc., and I get nothing from it. But well, it affects people in different ways, I suppose. But so far, it still hasn't affected me. But I still know he is who he is, and that's all that matters. After all, if I am still not ready to be called, I won't be called, and that's that.
Just the fact that you're here means something.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Baba had
but it's not conclusive, that, though, is it?
Well, he said that if people get as far as my tomb, means, you know, they've come such a long way in spiritual evolution. Yeah. That itself is a great achievement.
Well, yes, I suppose. I don't look at things like that.
Well,
but I'm not bad, but I agree with you.
Yeah. We can't know it, but
yeah,
just the fact that you came.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Something. But your wife is very drawn to Baba.
Oh, yes, right from the start. Because I said to her, she ought to have gone instead of me, because we had two young children then. But she said, oh, no, you ought to go. Now, why she kept insisting? I suppose, really, she insisted because had I not gone, I wouldn't have been drawn to him. Mm. I mean, I wasn't overly drawn then, because, as I said, we had no word.
Well, how did this Mrs. Dillingham know about Baba? How did she know? She knew the Baba?
Well, she knew of him, but I never inquired about it precisely, but she knew of him most definitely, because when he returned to India from England, she was walking to the plane with him, and he put his hand on her head and said, you'll be with me soon. And she was.
She died after
that? Yeah. A matter of a few months, not a lot.
Oh, that's very interesting. I'm glad I got a chance.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Mom. Today is Saturday, December 4th, and I just wrote to you a few days ago, but I'm starting this tape now because we'll do a little bit now and again and maybe fill it up. Somebody's leaving, I think, on the 17th, so I just thought I'd start a tape for you all. We, as I said in my letter, got your cute telegram about the videotape. I'm glad you liked it. I haven't heard from you since you've been to Houston, so I'm anxious to know how it came out, but I'm sure before I send this, I'll get a letter from you. Amit is fine, Sheila's fine, everybody's fine. His second tooth on the bottom came in just about 2 days ago on the 2nd of December. And he was a little sick, but he's all right just now. He's normal, everything, playing and doing well. And I've been very busy lately. You know, December and January and February are the busiest times. There are a lot of people here, and I'm working every day, getting a lot done these days. And it's starting to be winter times, a little bit chilly, only in the early mornings and the evenings. So in the daytimes, it's very sunny and crisp outside. Yesterday on the radio, there was a very good program. You would have liked to enjoyed listening to it, Dad. This woman, I don't know if she's famous in America or not, but she's a financial advisor and planner, and she's written a book called The Power of Money Dynamics, and they were interviewing her. I think I caught her name, Benita Van Castle. She sounded like she's from Texas, very salty kind of person, but very insightful views about what's happening in the money world and investments in general. It's very interesting. she was saying that the watchwords for the 80s are agility and diversification. Well, I guess that's probably for always, anyway. But she told some case histories and everything about what they've done, and it was very impressive. She was saying by putting money in a money market fund that has mutual funds in the same group and going back and forth when the interest rate is falling and rising, that they managed to, even when the market was doing poorly, have 22% annual yields, which was very good, now that the money markets are only 9%. I was thinking about putting some money in a mutual fund. Anyway, did you see in the Wall Street Journal that they had an article about this Gandhi, Richard Attenborough's new film that just opened in India? I'm sure it's going to open in America too in January. On Gandhi, it probably is a good movie. If it comes to Tulsa, you should go and see it, even though it'll be on cable later afterwards. One of the other that this woman was discussing that has been getting a lot of coverage lately is the idea of a flat tax rate, and even like Milton Friedman in Newsweek was saying how this would save billions of dollars and people pay to H&R Block and accountants and paperwork. And this woman was saying that her whole tax shelter business would go out of business if they adopted this. But then she turns to the radio advisor and she said, "You think," this was from Washington, D.C., Voice of America, she said, "Do you honestly think the politicians in this town are ever going to enact this thing? I mean, no way, you know, because of all the pressure on them from the different vested interest groups and everything, but it does sound like a good idea. And would save a lot of headache of keeping accounts of deductions and all that." And they said the government really wouldn't lose money in the end because of money flowing from out of the economy of tax shelters would come back in to more productive things. I'm blowing my nose, Mom. You can hear my allergies. I think I have an allergy to cool weather because it's only in the mornings and the evenings, really. I don't know, this season there's dust or something, but it's been pretty bad lately. I started to say something and the microphone was turned off. I had to go back. Let me just try to remember what I was. Well, what I started to say was that I have almost finished another roll of film. So I'll probably be giving it to these same people to mail when they go back. It's just more pictures of Amon taken recently. I have some Super 8 movie film, but I just don't have time to do it right now to take of him. So these are just photos. And I'll try to finish that roll if I have time before these people leave and get... So I'll let you know later on the tape whether I did or not. If you ever make a tape, when George and Marcy are around, ask George to tell me what his job entails. I'm interested to know what exactly he does there. He said he's in charge of the data research group. Does he's doing research or just handling their data control of information coming in? Or does he write the programs? Or is it more just handling payroll and all their, with the whole thing like that? And Marcy's not working now, and she's a housewife, and maybe a mother soon, who knows. Steve and Paula, I'm sure you had a nice visit with them. And Alan. Hope Grandma's feeling better and all right. Must be getting cold there. Tell me a little bit about this woman you've hired to stay with her. Is it a young woman or older, or what is she like? I can't really think of anything to say just now. But like I said, I'm gonna just be recording a little bit each every few days and try to finish this up then after a few weeks. So goodbye for now.
This is Armin. This is Armin. On 4th December. And no, night time. It is 9:15. And he's talking, saying, what do you want to say, Armin? What do you want to say? What do you want to say? You're dancing. Okay. Go ahead. You're dancing? As soon as we start taping him, we start running. He doesn't want that, I think so. He's holding a drawer and trying to stand. Just now he's looking at his grandma. Maybe he'll talk with her. That is grandma. Oh, you don't want that microphone. You don't want that. No. No. No, I'm a no.
Just standing on a small table, grabbing everything off the table.
We have to keep up. No. Baba.
He fell back down. Armin, look here.
I'm telling you, as soon as we start taping, he start talking. Go ahead, talk more. You can say papa, papa. Come on. This is Armin. In the top, just not David. He vomited. With her mustache, she loves. Smiling, not laughing.
I'm trying to eat his stomach to make him laugh. He wants to grab the microphone.
When he is really excited, he goes. talk with grandma. Talk with grandma. He's going to vomit now. No? No.
He just spit up a little bit about half an hour ago. So.
Not spit, vomited.
No.
This. Then. You look like this. You अभी मैं पकड़े ना
हाँ
तो लगा था उल्टी करने
ऐसा क्या
छोड़ती मैंने हाँ हाँ
Somebody asked me whether he would speak English or Hindi. I said, well, his mother tongue's Hindi, but his father tongue's English. So he'll speak everything.
Are, are, are.
I know, you get that sensation. He stands up.
I
said,
pocket
a cute school.
What?
He stands up and then he gets it. Yes. We got that on tape. Amon almost vomited. Historic event. He's standing up and he was getting that vomiting sensation. If you want to stand up by yourself, you can. But you know, won't you?
Oh, he's going to bed. Bed,
Baba, Baba.
It's all men. Anyway, that was Amon. Come here, Amon. Come in, sit. That was Amon, and sorry for those sound effects. I mean, it, you did hear him vomiting on the tape, but
that was spontaneous.
And now he's sitting on my lap and trying to eat the microphone again. And it's almost time for his bedtime, and he might be... Where's his pacifier? Look, you can play with this. Say hello to everybody there in Tulsa.
I didn't give him dry water either.
Mm.
Huh. Should I get him?
Wait just a little bit. You want this, Amon? But, he's better now. Might be because he took fish today after many days Sheila didn't give it to him. So, it's 10 o'clock now, at nighttime. He usually goes to bed about 10:30 every night, and he only takes one nap a day now. He'll wake up in the morning 10:30. Well, he wakes up early and then he goes back to sleep again. So he sleeps probably until about 10 o'clock, 10:30. And then he takes a nap from about 2 to 4, 1 to... He almost never sleeps more than 2 hours. Yeah, 1 to 4:45. And then he stays up till about 10:30 at night. You know, he doesn't go to bed until we go to bed, really. Talk some more, Amon. Burped. I think he's a little tired now. That's why he's quiet.
Yeah. This is a singing song for sleep. He sings
his song like when it's time to go to sleep. He knows it himself. Saying no to Sheila's mom. He's saying, do you want to come to me? He's slapping her hand, saying no. Don't you say da, 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 da? Ta, ta. He can say ta, ta. Well, there he went to Grandma now. He was speaking about that flat rate tax. There was an article in the U.S. News and World Report I was reading today about this. About the flat tax rate, and they were saying how all this talk is because American tax laws are too complicated now and too full of loopholes. So they have now, they're talking about this gross income tax and value-added tax and consumption tax as possible alternatives, but they ended by saying it's easier to talk about tax reform than to do it, which is the same thing that other woman said. But as far as these IRA accounts go, I assume that I'm going to be eligible for the full amount of $2,250 because Sheila doesn't work. Are you going to put that money into a mutual fund, or what do you do with it once it's in an IRA account? What kind of account are you setting up? Now, it's bedtime, so you can hear the Nightingale of India sing to her son. This is the lullaby, Amon's lullaby, which... it's going to be a very popular hit in India, but Sheila just made it up. It means, well, first I'll let you hear it, then I'll tell you what it means. Soja Ama Kumar, Aman Kumar means, Soja means sleep. Aman Kumar is like, alright, he wants to come to me now. Aman.
Okay, I'm going to catch him.
Wait a minute. Let me finish telling him what the nightingale singing. Aman, Nindya means sleep. Pukare means is calling you. So it goes like this. Sing it.
No, afterwards. Aman.
I have to explain what you're doing. Sheila's, this is a game Aman only plays when it's time to go to bed. And it's Sheila says she's going to catch him, and then he looks at her and he gets this wild look in his eye and he goes like crazy. And just
Aman, I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you. He's so tired.
He's not going to play tonight.
Aman, going to catch you.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
So tired.
He's tired. And he's not good.
All right.
We'll do it tomorrow night. Play.
All right. All right.
Go ahead. One more time.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You just drank milk, so you have to burp. Cuckoo pie. Now you had milk, you want to play? You don't want to go to sleep now? Cuckoo pie?
Again, you're going to vomit, eh? Don't do it then. Will you take him on shoulder? There should be light too.
No, it doesn't.
Huh?
It doesn't. Well, it's now Sunday morning. If you listen to that tape closely, you'll hear that Amon did vomit again. For all you Valley girls listening out there, grody to the max. Gag me with a spoon. But he slept well last night, and he's doing all right. He's didn't have any more problems. I think his stomach was just a little bit upset from that spinach that she gave him a few days ago. He didn't digest that very well. There was another recent article. Amon just came into the room. He's looking at me.
Did you want to come?
He wants to say something.
He forgot.
He's hungry. Anyway, I started to say there. I read this article recently that said that they did some experiments that vitamin E, a certain amount of vitamin E taken every day, prevents formation of some type of cancer in mice. And also, I'm enclosing an article about aspirin, which says it may help against formations of cataracts and also for arthritis. Yeah. I'm telling them. And so maybe Grandma should start taking an aspirin a day. And you guys maybe want to start taking some vitamin E and aspirin. It prevents heart attacks, too. That's looks pretty definite. Sheila's mom's starting to take an aspirin a day, too. Although the type of heart attack she had was, I think, rhythmic and not from clotting. But anyway, thing about this vitamin E, though, they only said it's just a minute. Got allergies in the morning, Mom.
It's not morning. This is 11:30.
Well, it's cool. Anyway, no, they said it's not too much and not too little of this vitamin E. But a certain amount, which they didn't say which amount, but anyway. Probably wouldn't do you any harm to take vitamin E and aspirin. What, Almond, you want to come to me? Say hi. Anyway, we'll record more later sometime. What? Come here.
He wants to go on the floor.
You want to go and play on the floor, but... He wants to go crawl around the floor, but we took the carpet up today because the woman is washing the floor. All right, come here. Say hello.
Don't put him on the ground.
Hello. Can you say something? Say cuckoo. I'm a cuckoo pie. I'm a cuckoo pie, say.
I'm a sweetie pie.
He's not a pookie pie, he's a cuckoo pie.
He's a sweetie pie.
Sweetie pie.
No, you cannot eat that. Everything in the mouth.
All right, we're going to say goodbye just now because Daddy has to go to work. Even on Sunday. So, see you.
Who told you to work?
I want to finish.
Nobody said. Just you want to work. What to do? You can have a holiday if you want.
No holiday.
No holiday, then what to do?
Okay, come on, Amon. Say bye-bye. Till tomorrow. Tell him it's
Sunday. It's a Sunday night. What time is it now, David?
9:30.
9:30 night time. And Amon, just now he woke up from his good nap. And he's talking. And David, he is hiding behind the curtain. And Amon is trying to call him. Now he calls him. Just see. This is his calling. And now he's trying to call David. This is the way he calls when somebody, they go out of door, you know, he calls two or three times. Now you must heard this, how he calls.
We thought he'd go back to sleep.
And I was trying to put him sleep, but he fiddled and that he was so wet. And he didn't sleep. He started smiling and jumping and talking. He was so happy. First, he was so tired about 8 o'clock night time. So I thought half an hour he would sleep and he would get up, but he didn't get up. And we were waiting. And he started crying. So I fed him. And then after that, I was trying to put him sleep, but he fiddled. I was changing him in that way. He started talking and smiling and jumping and saying, ah, ah. He was calling David, actually, looking the other, and he was saying, ah, ah, ah. Right? Right, Amon? Don't you want to say something? Come on. Now he's so happy. He's just rolling on the bed and talking with fan, ceiling fan. He says, Ma. What? This is... No, you cannot touch. You cannot touch the switch. What else? What else? Go ahead, talk. Amon, you're going to fall from the bed. Come here. Haan, bhaiya. Main bahut der tak theri theri. Main bole Amon ud jayega na. Karke khali.
Translate that.